Wearing their custodial uniforms, Linda and Mark prowled the lower decks of the Golden Sky once again, trying to remember where the ship's laundry was located. There were only a few crewmen roaming around, and each was too lost in his own suffering to question two unfamiliar faces. The whine of dryers spooling up drew them to their destination. Steam billowed from the dimly lit room. None of the Chinese workers looked up from their duties when the two stepped inside the laundry. A man leaning just inside the door that they hadn't seen grabbed Linda's arm in a tight grip. "What are you doing here?" he challenged. She tried to yank her arm free. Mark recognized the guy as one of the men who had arrived by helicopter with Zelimir Kovac. He should have known they would post a guard. He moved to intercede, and the man drew a pistol and pressed it against Linda's temple. "One more step and she's dead." The laundry workers were well aware of what was happening, but went about their business of transferring clothes, folding sheets, and pressing shirts. "Take it easy." Mark had backed up a couple of paces. "We have a work order for a busted clothes press." "Show me your ID badges." Mark plucked his ID from the front of his overalls. It was a good fake, and he doubted Kovac's henchmen would know the difference. "See? Right here. I'm Mark Murphy." Kovac suddenly appeared, his bulky body practically filling the doorframe.
"What is this?"
"These two claim to be here to fix something."
The Serb pulled an automatic from inside his windbreaker.
"I gave the captain express orders that no one other than the laundry workers are to enter this room. Who are you?"
"It's finished, Kovac," Linda said, her girlish voice icy hard.
She could tell using his name had startled him.
"We know all about the virus and how you spread it using the washing machines on cruise ships. As we speak, your people are being rounded up on ships all over the world. The devices are being removed. Give it up now, and you might see the outside of a prison again."
"I doubt that very much, young lady. Kovac is not my real name."
He mentioned another, one that had been all over the news during the Yugoslav War. It was the name of one of the worst mass murderers to ever come out of the conflict.
"So you see, I don't believe I would ever be allowed out of prison."
"Are you totally out of your mind?" Mark asked. "You're willing to die for this stupid cause of yours? I was aboard the Golden Dawn. I saw what your virus does to people. You're a freak."
"If that's what you think, then you don't know everything. In fact, I think the two of you are bluffing. The virus loaded in those,"
he swept his hand to indicate the massive washing machines,
"isn't the same I used on the Golden Dawn. It was created from the same strain, but this one isn't deadly. We are not monsters."
"You just admitted killing almost 800 people and you say you're not a monster?"
Kovac actually smiled.
"Very well. Dr. Lydell Cooper isn't a monster. The virus we are about to release will cause nothing more than a bad fever, only there is one small side effect, sterility. In a few months, half of the world's population is going to discover that it can't have children."
Linda felt like she was going to throw up. Mark actually swayed on his feet when he grasped the insidious nature of their plot. Responsivists were always going on about how the planet was doomed because of overpopulation. Now, they were planning on doing something about it.
"You can't do this!" Linda cried.
Kovac leaned his face in, inches from hers.
"It is already done."
The guard searching Eos Island stopped their work and gazed heavenward. What at first looked like a particularly bright star quickly grew in size and intensity until it seemed to fill the entire sky. And what started as mild unease quickly exploded into panic as the object plunging from space appeared to be aimed at the island. They ran, for when faced with danger, it is what instinct compels humans to do. But it made no difference. There was no escape. Down in the transmitter room, Tom Severance tapped his foot impatiently against a table leg as the display in front of him showed the agonizingly slow pace of the ELF signal being sent around the globe. In a few minutes, it would be done. The first of the virus would flood out of its vacuum-sealed containers and into the washing machines, where it would contaminate the sheets, towels, and napkins. That precise amount of virus would be released into each load of laundry thereafter, until the doers were emptied. A faint smile lifted the corners of his mouth. The tungsten projectile hit Eos Island almost dead center, 3 miles from the subterranean base. Its tremendous speed and weight turned the potential energy of falling 200 miles into the kinetic energy of a massive explosion.